T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, campers. Welcome back. Hour number 2, the Monday, Can't Trust That Day, Bobby Mack Show. And we are kind of doing a what is referred to in the biz here as a make good. Because last week at this time, of course, I was out because of my baby doll Brenda's ongoing medical situation, which thankfully is now fine. But as a result of my not being here, we missed our weekly meeting with Dave Schwartz from the Freedom Action Network. And so he happened to be in town today and said, well, I'll just go ahead and drop by the studio so I get to see your smiling face.
Well, look, so do the politicians here in Greenville County. They're having their quarterly town hall meeting every once a quarter. The Greenville County delegation, the folks that represent us in Greenville down in Columbia, meet in Greenville. And so we're going to have a good crowd there tonight. A lot of Fan of SC activists are coming. If you want to come, if you're listening right now, it's at 5:30. It's at the County Council Chambers.
Nice.
And we're going to be talking about gun rights, Bob. You know, it's a big deal down there. We're going to be talking about pro-life issues. We're going to be talking about our roads. In fact, they're nominating some members of the Transportation Committee tonight. So it's going to be an interesting event. But they're also, we want to talk about taxes.
Yep.
And, you know, the governor made his State of the State speech last week.
He's going to make it butter in South Carolina, said Governor Henry McTaxter.
And he mentioned taxes, you know. And God bless Henry. I mean, you know, this event, they try so hard, Bob, to make the State of the State the State of the Union. And the pomp and the circumstance. The legislators are all in one room, and the governor kind of comes in and he shakes hands and, you know, kind of trying to be the president a little bit.
If they had a Palmetto State version of Hail to the Chief, they would have played.
That's exactly right. Now, you know Henry would want him to play it, too.
That's right.
But look, he talked about a lot of things in his speech, and one of them was taxes. And I got to say, I mean, even for Henry McMaster, I'm disappointed in the way he approached this. I mean, Bob, you know, we have the highest we have the highest tax rate in the Southeast United States here in South Carolina. We pay 7%.
Higher than North Carolina.
Higher than North Carolina.
Higher than Georgia.
Obviously, Florida doesn't have an income tax. So we pay more than you, but we pay 7% on every dollar over $15,000 a year. And it's a lot of money.
Right.
You know, our sales tax in some locations around the state, thank goodness not in Greenville, but in some locations around the state, we pay higher sales tax than they do in New Jersey.
But we have seen that particular incident raise its ugly head.
You bet.
And, you know, it'll resurface at some point.
It will. And look, I mean, they raised the gas tax a couple years ago.
Right.
They nickel and dime the heck out of us with fees. Right. I mean, you know, whether it's a fee for our concealed weapons permit, whether it's a fee for our vehicles, I mean, they nickel and dime the heck out of us in the state. And so, you know, on top of all that, we're going to send them $2 billion with a B more than they asked for this year.
Right.
Right. Now, the politicians like Henry McMaster, the governor, they call it a, quote, surplus. And that's a nice word. It sounds conservative.
Yeah.
But when in reality, what it means is we're going to send them more money than they needed. Right. They're going to collect more than they need from us. And we think, you know, and we talk about this all the time, Bob. I don't even remember. You've been here longer than I have. I don't remember any sort of across-the-board tax cut ever in the state of South Carolina.
And
now,
so
we got our $50 rebate last year after somebody won the lottery.
A one-time deal. But look, what's the difference between that and I go in to buy a product, and the price of the product in the store is $15, and I give you a $20 bill, and you keep the $5 change as a surplus?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And so McMaster comes out on Wednesday, and aren't they, you know what? Maybe Henry will surprise us. maybe he'll come out and say, you know what, we're going to give the surplus back because that's where it belongs. It's our money.
Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, did that 4 or 5 years ago.
Absolutely. And the bottom line is he said, now your analogy there is quite apt.
Yeah.
What Henry said was, for every dollar extra that you're going to send us, I'm going to give you a nickel of that dollar back. Now, Bob, if this comes out, I have coined this as the micro tax cut or the microscopic tax cut.
Or nickeling us to death.
Or nickeling. And let me be clear, I'll take the nickel.
Well,
right?
Sure. Of course. Right.
But, Bob, I want the whole dollar back.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. They said last year they made a budget. It was huge, as it always is. They spend way too much money as it is.
Right.
And we're going to give them extra on top of that. The least they could do is send that back to us because, again, as conservatives, we believe this. We believe that we know how to spend our money
better than
these politicians in Columbia.
Well, and above and beyond that, even if we were seeing some results from all these taxes, look at the gas tax that they moaned and wailed about. Oh, our highways are falling apart. Our bridges are falling apart. Blah, blah, blah. So they finally, on the third try, get the gas tax passed. And what do we see on our roads and highways? Nada, zip, zilch, zero.
If they even did an adequate job with the most basic services that we expect from our government, whether it's roads, whether it's, you know, housing prisoners, whether it's, you know, taking care of our state guardsmen, I would say, Bob, you know what? This conversation is moot. We don't need to have it. You know what? They can take the money. They spend it well. And they're providing services that I like. But we know that's not true in this state. We know these guys continue to spend money.
Yep.
They continue to use their positions of power to benefit themselves at our expense. And so what we have to do is we have to demand our money back. We have to demand an across-the-board tax cut. Not a microscopic tax cut like Henry McMaster.
Not a nickel for every dollar.
An extra dollar, right? Not a nickel for the extra dollar. I want the whole dollar back. I want all the extra money back, Bob. And you can do that right now. Hold your politicians accountable. Text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, taxes, to the number 52886 on your cell phone. Taxes to 52886. Send that message to Henry McMaster. We want a real across-the-board tax cut. Not a microscopic tax cut. Not a tax swap where, you know, y'all get to keep the same amount of money every year that they get to spend. I'm talking about a real big across-the-board tax cut where we keep more of our money that we earn and they get less of it to spend.
That would be nice. I got an email today from my friend Janelle Raines over in Pickens County. The Pickens County Council just announced at the last committee of the whole meeting, you probably have seen this email also, Dave.
I have.
They are strongly considering a penny sales tax to be added to help them pay for our roads.
Yeah.
So
we haven't heard that one before, by the way.
No.
I've never heard these politicians.
The argument that
we promise this time we're going to get it right, Bob.
Yeah, sure
the
they
Pickens
are.
County Council is going to get it right this time. All the money is going to go to fixing the roads. We promise. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
While I'm driving down Roper Mountain Road Extended, as just one example, and I'm going boing, 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 and there are potholes so deep that Chinese voices are coming out of them.
Yeah.
And
it ain't because they don't got the money either. It ain't because they don't have the money.
Well,
they got plenty of
as
money.
Rick Brundtrett of The Nerve reported, the gas tax failing miserably to achieve its stated goal, despite nearly $1 billion with a B in tax revenue being collected from this steadily increasing levy. SCDOT has, quote, completed less than 20% of identified paving projects statewide with those funds.
It is astounding to see how terribly these politicians, our legislators and the governor, perform with the money we already give them.
Here's
an
idea.
They don't need any more.
Let's just get a few bulldozers out. Let's tear up the concrete and asphalt and go back to dirt roads, because at least when they get a pothole, we can fill the stupid thing in.
I mean, It is unbelievable, these roads. And don't get me started on the bridges.
Yeah,
either, Bob.
No.
You and I document those all the time. But,
right.
But the bottom line is the last thing these guys need in Columbia
–
the last
money.
Thing McMaster, the governor of the state, needs more money. It needs more money.
Yeah.
And so we have got to demand they send that extra money back to us where it belongs, in our pockets, where it came from. We earned it. It's our money. They work for us. Text the word taxes to 52886 on your cell phone, T-A-X-E-S, to the number 52886, and that will send a direct message to your state legislators and Governor Henry McTaxter to tell them, enough of your microscopic tax cut.
Yeah, right.
Enough of the tax reform or the tax swaps or these other schemes that y'all come up with. Send me my money back. Let me keep more of my money. Y'all get less to play with and waste next year.
You mentioned this meeting coming up at 5:30 at County Square. What are the odds of our getting some of our legislators to introduce some legislation in this regard in the new session?
It's
now
all about
underway?
Pressure, Bob. It's all about pressure, right?
Right?
And
sure.
That's with the text line. That's why I drop the text line all the time here.
Right.
It's all about pressure. If they feel the pressure, if they see 50, 70, 100 people in the room demanding their money back, demanding tax cuts, demanding that our roads get fixed, demanding, right, that they protect our gun rights, then things will get done. But if they don't, and if we just sit back and we expect them to do it just because they have a Republican and aren't after their name,
right,
it's never going to get done. We have got to. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's why these meetings are important.
Exactly.
And look, as you said, as you read from the email from Janelle, I mean, and we'll talk about it more on Wednesday,
right,
is this Pickens County Council. I mean, it's happening at the local level, too.
Sure.
We are not safe from these local politicians taxing us to death. We witnessed here, of course, in Greenville a few years ago.
Right.
But Pickens County, they have a 7% sales tax rate already.
Right.
They raise another 1%. They're going to be at 8%. Bob, that's a higher sales tax than the state of New Jersey.
Jeez.
I mean, this is Pickens County, South Carolina.
Right.
It's the most conservative county in the entire state. It's the county that gave Donald Trump the highest percentage of victory in the
right.
entire state in 2016. And these county council members are off their rockers. They're trying to raise your taxes out there. It's
crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, and they do it because they think they can get away with
they
it
think they can
with
get
impunity.
With that. That's exactly
you know,
right.
There's no price to be paid by them.
That's exactly
Dave
right.
Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. You can follow what Fan of SC is up to on a daily basis.
You got it. We're on Facebook, Bob. Facebook.com/Fan of SC. Facebook.com/Fan of SC. We're also on Twitter, @Fan of SC. Follow us. We have calls to action all the time. And we're going to have a good one coming up on Wednesday talking
nice.
About this Pickens County Council deal. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. But right now, the focus is on the state level. Send Henry McMaster that message. Get us a huge tax cut, a big one, a bigly tax cut like we had on the federal level a couple of years ago. Text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to the number 52886 on your cell phone. Taxes to 52886.
Be very nice to hear Governor Henry McTaxter say, I'm going to make South Carolina butter by implementing a tax cut. whether I will live to see that happen is up to you.
That's right? Right.
It's up to all of us.
That's right.
Thank you, Dave. I'll see you back on Wednesday. It's always great to see you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
You bet. 4:20 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, then right back with more and the latest on what's going on in China. My man on the ground over there, you may remember Michael Yan. He's a former Green Beret. He's a spec ops guy. He reported for us during the Iraq War. He is over now in Hong Kong. He is boots on the ground over there, and he sent me an email today that has a pretty dire warning in it about this, well, what over there they're calling Z's disease. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
McClain. Great to be back with you. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, greatly appreciate all the kind words, the thoughts, and the prayers for my baby doll Brenda with the surgery that she had last week. And I'm happy to report she is recuperating nicely and doing very well. Here's how you get in touch with me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. The Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. Let me see if I can catch up quickly with the text line here. Bobby, can you repeat the word? Yeah, if I knew it, I could. What is it, Moneypenny?
Torch.
Torch. Something that would be nice to see happen to, say, Adam Bullschiff or Pelosi. Bobby, could you please repeat the key word? I sent my tax refund message off to Governor McTaxter and my local representative from Allen Simpsonville. Bobby, I just saw and dodged a three-bedroom, two-bath pothole, Scuffletown Road. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, in government, as I'm sure you're probably aware, integrity is the exception and not the rule. Bobby, I don't know what you were talking about. I was driving around my home county of Florence County yesterday, and the roads were perfect. Signed, Hugh L. Right. Thank you, Mr. Weatherman. Always good to hear from you. Bobby, Governor McTaxter's main point that all the bureaucrats got their 401k retirement funds, and the taxpayer is secondary to the governing class. Too true. Mr. McClain, what a pleasant and unexpected surprise. Mr. Schwartz is in your studio. Please inform him we are working hard down here in Columbia in the interest of the good people of South Carolina. Not a penny of their hard-earned tax dollars is squandered. Trust me on this. Signed, Hugh L., Florence, South Carolina. Yeah, Hugh is busy on the text line today. Bobby, in Spartanburg, we have more holes in 1 mile of road than all of the holes that you have golf course, than all of the holes on the golf courses you have played in your lifetime. That's a bunch. Bobby, we need Lee Bright back in the Senate. He did everything he could to hold off the gas tax for as long as he could until he got money bombed. To the phones we go here on Monday afternoon. Let's bring in Janice, who is in Simpsonville. I believe this is the former mayor of Simpsonville. Am I correct?
That would be correct, Bobby. Help. I'm so glad that your lovely bride, Brenda, is doing well.
Thank you, Janice. I appreciate that very much. Yep, she's recovering nicely. Yes.
Great, great. I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate Dave speaking so positively about getting our money back from the state, and you joining in there as well. That's a very important issue to me, and I'll be at Greenville County Square tonight.
Excellent.
Speaking about that very issue of the gas tax, I could tell you that I plan on running for South Carolina Senate District 8 this November.
Excellent.
And I could tell you firsthand that I attended an event with our current senator here in South Carolina, and I was told that he had passed the gas tax, signed up to go along with the gas tax that day, and if his constituents didn't like it, they could vote him out. Well, we've got our opportunity this go round.
So
get him out of there.
You know that old saying, Janice, be careful what you ask for, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And whoever said that driving our roads, we've got more holes than a lot of the golf courses here in South Carolina.
Yes.
They didn't miss that by far.
No, yes, they didn't.
Absolutely.
And I've walked and carted myself around tens of thousands of golf holes. But sadly, yes, as the texter suggested, I think it pales in comparison to how many potholes we still have in the roads around here. And it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I just look forward to meeting everyone out here tonight, because I think that with our voices rising up and being heard, that Columbia needs to stand up and take notice that we're not going to take this anymore. This is ridiculous.
You bet. It is ridiculous. I mean, when they have, you know, billion-dollar surpluses, as they like to refer to them, I'm sure that the taxpayers of South Carolina could probably find a way to spend that money if it was rebated to them.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about a billion with a B dollars,
yep,
to actually get our roads fixed at this point, we are not going to take this whenever they take our money and they sit down there and they say, we have a surplus. No, you have raped and pillaged us enough. It's time to get off the pot, give us our money back, and let us take care of ourselves up here in the upstate.
Yeah,
absolutely,
Janice. Well said. I look forward to your campaign. And when is campaign season going to officially kick off here?
Well, registration begins in March, and I think that's going to actually start rattling some of these sitting legislators to rise to the occasion whenever,
yep,
it comes to actually standing up and paying attention to their constituents.
Yeah, and a lot of these people, especially the legislators here in the upstate, and there's more than one who voted for this gas tax, they need to be called to account on this.
You're absolutely right, Bobby. You're absolutely right. And we need to let that be known that we're not going to take this anymore.
Yep.
It's time for a change down there.
Yep.
I wholeheartedly believe when you've sat down there for longer than 8 years, you become part of the problem instead of part of the solution.
Yeah, sadly, that appears to be the case. Janice, thanks very much for the call today.
Thank
Good
you,
news
Bobby,
about your running.
And thank you, and glad that your wife's doing well.
I appreciate that very much. Thanks, Janice. Great to have you
along
this afternoon. 4:30.
Yes.
Oops, sorry. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, and when I do come back, let me reiterate what I started to mention in this segment. That is the email that I got from my pal Michael Yan, who is over in Hong Kong and watching what's happening in China with this virus that's going around over there. That's next here on the Bobby Mac Show. Welcome back. 4:36 now, 24 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Monday edition. I mentioned my friend Michael Yan. Michael is a former snake eater, Green Beret, the Oppresso Lieber. He did a lot of reporting for us. You may remember years ago, back during the Iraq War, before the surge and even after, he was boots on the ground there, and he brought us lots of firsthand information from that conflict. Now he's been spending a great deal of time in recent years in the AFPAC theater, Afghanistan primarily, and now he is over in Hong Kong and he is monitoring what's going on there with the coronavirus, and I've got some more information about that. But he sent me an email earlier today, and it said, greetings, I am monitoring Z's disease, XI apostrophe S. I am monitoring Z's disease closely. Prepare now. Make sure to get, in caps, NIOSH certified N95 masks, period. Now, period. Okay? They're available all over the place, including Amazon. You know, I get some sent in the mail to you. I think their pack of 20 was about $18, $19. All right. Small investment could prove worthwhile.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
In the future, if not now, who knows? My thanks to Michael Yon for passing that along. In fact, I need to see if we can get him on the show one day. He hadn't been on in years. It'd be good to have him back. Meantime, at Zero Hedge today, and some of my sources have been inundating me with various news pieces from Wuhan province about what's going on. This was at Zero Hedge today. Now that health officials in China have admitted that patients infected with the novel coronavirus often become contagious long before symptoms emerge, Canada may or may not have just confirmed its first case of human-to-human transmission. Health officials around the world are finally listening to some of the experts who warned about the virus's lethal potential and were rewarded with accusations of being alarmists. You may remember earlier in the day today, in Annie's newscast? No, it was in Business News. The information that our friends at the CDC down in Atlanta are now recommending not traveling to China. Thank you for that bulletin from our friends at the Centers for Disease Control. They're excellent at obviously belaboring the obvious. What? You mean I shouldn't go to China right now? Duh. Nowhere is the advice being followed more closely than Hong Kong, which is where Michael Yon is, where the city government has already inspired riots after considering using a new public housing project as a quarantine for virus victims. The pushback to that plan was surprising and appears to be an isolated incident because University of Hong Kong academics are urging the city's government to embrace draconian measures to stop history from repeating itself. What's that old saying? History doesn't repeat itself, but it does echo. Hong Kong was rocked by SARS 17 years ago when the virus, one of seven coronavirus strains, a family that also includes NCOV and MERS, tore through the city's financial district, causing 300 deaths. Wow. As mentioned earlier, the dean of Hong Kong's med school revealed research during a press conference today showing that the virus had already infected nearly 44,000 people in Wuhan. I've, in fact, seen numbers even higher. Meantime, Professor Neil Ferguson, at least the second UK academic to publicly share his projections, said over the weekend that 100,000 people could already be infected with the virus around the world, according to The Guardian newspaper in the UK. Lead researcher and dean of Hong Kong's Facility of Medicine, Gabrielle Leung, said their models indicated that the number of cases in China would double in 6.2 days. So if the 44,000 number is right, in a week we'll have 88,000. Officials around the world have only confirmed 2,901 cases so far, while 2,839 of those are in mainland China. HKU med school head Gabriel Leung apologizing again for an inappropriate comment he made on Friday that he and officials could not be understood speaking clearly with their masks on. So the medical professionals in Hong Kong are doing the presser, wearing these NIOSH certified N95 masks. Should we take anything away from that? Wuhan estimated to have over 25,000 confirmed cases, over 43,000 infections. Wuhan lockdown doesn't really help to stop spreading in other major cities in China. Chongqing can be the most affected, followed by Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen. April and May can see major outbreaks in the aforementioned four major cities. It may come 1 to 2 weeks earlier in some. Though the head of the med school in Hong Kong warned that additional measures to contain the virus could improve projections, his team's model predicted the number of infections in five mainland megacities, the one I just mentioned, would peak between late April and early May, and at the peak of the pandemic, as many as 150,000 new cases could be confirmed every day in Chongqing. At the height of the epidemic, as many as 150,000 new cases could be confirmed every day in Chongqing alone because of its large population and intense travel volume with Wuhan province. Since the head of the medical facility there sits on Carrie Lam's advisory committee, he said he would encourage, his word, draconian steps to stop the virus, including a travel lockdown, cancellation of all public gatherings, forcing all companies to come up with work-from-home arrangements. Substantial, draconian measures limiting population mobility should be taken immediately, he said, calling for the cancellation of mass gatherings, along with closing of schools and work-from-home arrangements. Possibly with an eye toward Beijing, Leung called on the government to take 1, 2, 3, or more steps to broaden the scope of the border closure. Time for an admittedly macabre round of point-counterpoint. Some experts claim the virus's lethal capacity is being exaggerated by the fact that there are probably hundreds or maybe thousands of Chinese who got the virus but managed to tough it out on their own instead of seeking medical care. Others are warning that at least some who were turned away from hospitals or chose to never seek treatment out of fear might have met an unfortunate fate. Wow. So there's the latest as we know it. Again, that is an NIOSH certified N95 mask. And I'm not trying to start a stampede of panic, but forewarned is forearmed, as the old cliche goes. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'll be right back. Hey, by the way, I thought you should know, speaking of China, Saturday was the first day of the Chinese New Year. That's right. And this year is the Year of the Rat. So remember, stop writing Year of the Pig on your checks, okay? Because that's not going to work anymore. You're outdated. It never gets old. You know, you can use them over and over again. in on the text line 71307. Bob, as far as the voting age and the age at which someone can be inducted into the military, vote, and other vices, let's go with science. Science says the human brain is not fully developed until age 25. So everyone wants to be a perpetual child. Let them do that until they're 25, but they can't vote, they can't join the military, they can't drink, and they cannot smoke. Okay. Bobby, have you heard Democrats want to ban negative speech about politicians? May have dreamed it, but it would not surprise me. Yeah. Bobby, let them raise the smoking age to 50. It won't matter. If people want cigarettes, they'll get them. From Jim in Honeypath. Bobby, not accepting the keyword porch in the $1,000 bankroll contest. That's because the keyword is not porch with a P. It is torch. T as in Tom. As Moneypenny said, another word in Britain for the flashlight. Pass me the torch. T as in Tom. Are you sure the right word is porch? It's not accepting it. great to hear you again, Bobby Mack. Thank you. Great to be back. As I've texted before, my dad got his flight time in helicopters while in missiles stationed in Cheyenne. He crashed in a helicopter, and he told me that auto rotation technique isn't possible when in fog and the pilot can't see the ground. Great article you read. My prayers for your wife. Thank you. That is the best medicine. Bobby, whatever happened to common courtesy? I think I saw the obituary in the paper for common courtesy about a decade back. Bobby, most journalists are actually Ron Burgundy these days. Correct. Stay classy, San Diego. Bobby, please tell me you caught the interview of A.T. Smith by Tara. I did not because I was involved with my baby doll Brenda's ongoing medical situation we had to deal with. But I certainly heard about it. One of the unfortunate ironies of being a deputy sheriff, the texter continues, is that you know better than most what's actually going on during an election season, but you cannot discuss it publicly. My fear has grown exponentially for the last 3 months as I learn more about Mr. Smith. Thank you to WORD for helping to bring the truth to the public during the debates. I have slept so much better knowing that Greenville has some great things ahead and you folks are to be thanked. Thank you. Appreciate that. Still trying to catch up with the text line. BMAC, if you got a chance, what do you think of the evangelicals' push on the heartbeat bill down in Columbia? I'm torn on the issue. I agree in principle. Where's the rest of this? I agree in principle with the conservative base, but pragmatically speaking, I think only liberals utilize abortion. I can't imagine Republicans aborting in large numbers. I was also scolded by the call screener at another station who disallowed me from questioning the conservative theme, no to abortion, even though it's liberals who use family planning, not Republicans. What do you think, Bobby Mack? I am in favor of the heartbeat bill, and I won't get too deeply into the weeds beyond that. About TMZ paying some first responders to be tipped off in the event of the death of a celebrity. Texter writes, Bobby, I'm a former Air Force security policeman and a former VFD lieutenant. First responders, whether military or civilian, are forbidden from disclosing information. And I'm sure they probably are. But where are the information disclosing police who are going to come and stop them? Another unenforceable law. Oh, I'm sorry. There was more. Disclosing information to the press, except public affairs officials in due time. Any first responder who violates that rule should be immediately suspended. I would certainly agree with that. The press have been vultures since the time of William Randolph Hearst. You know, there's a famous old story about William Randolph Hearst, the publisher of all the yellow journalism papers through the 20s, 30s, 40s, even into the 50s, that supposedly William Randolph Hearst sent a reporter to Cuba to cover the war. This is the early part of the 20th century, right? Reporter gets to Cuba and sends a telegram back to Hearst and says, am in Havana. There is no war here. And as the story goes, William Randolph Hearst replied, you provide the stories, I'll provide the war. Don't know if that story is apocryphal or not. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show has disappeared over the horizon, but fear not, 5 o'clock follies are on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.